This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a special guest this morning. We have Cianne, our bird lady from Wild Delight. And at this time of the year, the weather is changing for some of us. The weather is still stormy for a lot of people. My producer, Nathan, is from Minnesota. And he said, we're getting used to the temperatures being zero and below. And I guess that's something that you can get accustomed to, but our birds, I don't think they can tolerate a lot of that. So we have Cianne joining us this morning, and she'll give you some ideas on what you can do to keep the wildlife around your home happy and to encourage more to visit your feeders. Cianne, good morning and welcome.
Morning. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, and Valentine's Day is Wednesday, CN, so make sure that you remember that.
Oh, absolutely. Give your birdies a little special treat because you love them. Boy, it's been such a roller coaster winter. Temperatures up, temperatures down, lots of snow, then ice and rain, and it's just been crazy out there. And so, I so worry about my little ground feeders. You know, when you've got thick snow, it's very hard for them to feed. So I like to clear an area for them. And I use a platform feeder on the ground. I've got one that I can either hang or it's got pop-out legs on it so I can put it on the ground and give them a little place to feed.
Okay. So If people don't have a ground-type feeder, can they take like a piece of plywood and just set it on top of the snow and sprinkle the seed on that piece of plywood?
I have had people do that. My mother used to do that. It's a good way to give them a place to feed, but the downside is that if the seed gets wet, it doesn't dry very well. Whereas
okay.
My platform feeder has a screen, so any moisture kind of falls through, and then it gets some air circulation underneath it. So you can put just a piece of wood out there. I've had people tell me that they just use their picnic table. You know, it's whatever you've got available. You can make it work just to give our ground feeders some place to go to get something to eat.
Okay, so if you have a screen that you're not using on the house, or maybe when you go to the dump, which is what I call it today, it's the sanitary landfill.
Oh, yes, be correct on that.
Yes. You could take an old screen and just place that, and it would give you that drainage that you're looking for, the air, so that the seed doesn't stay wet and, you know, possibly start to germinate where you have a warmer climate.
That's actually a really good DIY idea. You know, and plus the benefits of it is that we all know birds are quite messy and fling things around. So this kind of contains the seed. don't have it spread all over your yard, all over the grass, and you got a big mess to rake up. So actually, that's a really good idea. Go and get yourself a little window screen.
It's as simple as that. I'm sure you can buy a screen for little to no money, and it would do exactly what you recommend, CN, to let the air get in between the seeds so that if you do get some rain, within just a couple of hours, that sun hitting it will take all the moisture off of it, and that we don't have to worry about any potential funguses or diseases.
And stuff like that. Yeah, get a couple of cinder blocks, put them on the ground, and prop the screen up between them.
That's a great idea. Stand up the cinder blocks and you're ready to go.
Absolutely, because right now we've got rain coming down here on top of the snow, on top of the ice that we had. So it's real messy out there.
Right, and if you put the seed right on top of the snow, with the rain, it's going to melt the snow and push the seed down.
And make it hard for them to feed, yes.
Right, they won't be able to get through that seed, so you need to reapply it. And then you end up with a real mess when spring arrives, as you stated. You've got to get out the rake because there are some of the seeds that could create a problem. Now, being that we're getting away from winter, hopefully, should we change our seed blend, or should we keep it the same?
Well, as the spring comes and you start getting some of your migratory birds back, I do like to kind of change it a little bit. I like to offer a little more fruit, because you got a lot of birds coming back that are fruit eaters. So mixes with, some raisins and cranberries and bits of apple and stuff. I do like to change it up a little bit. But as long as you're using a mix with a good sunflower base with different nuts and stuff in it, that's the mix the birds want, because that gives them that high-fat energy mix that they want.
Now, out of all the blends of seed that Wild Delight makes, which is your favorite to use at this time of the year?
Ooh, you're going to really, that's a toughie, because we got a couple of really good ones. I do tend to lean towards our Nut and Berry. That has a little bit of everything. But if I want to get some good fruit out there, well, depending on which feeder I'm putting it in, because we have a zero waste with fruit. It's got like 10% fruit in it. That I use over my flower beds so that I don't get the shells and stuff in there.
Okay.
And then we make one with fruit and berry that has five different fruits. It's got apples, raisins, cranberries, juniper berries, and cherries in it. That one I'll use more out in the yard where I can get a rake, to rake up the shells a lot easier.
Okay. Now, we have, I got a couple of emails in the last 2 weeks from listeners that live in condos, and they were told that the only way they can put in a bird feeder is to use a feed that doesn't have shells. Now, what does Wild Delight have for people that are restricted on feeding the birds? I mean, they can't use a lot of sunflower because you get the big shell from the sunflower.
Absolutely.
What do you have that they can use and keep everybody happy?
Well, we have two blends. One is, like I said, the zero waste with fruit, but I wouldn't recommend that in small condo areas because the fruit tends to turn the bird's poop purple, and people don't want purple poop on their patio. Say that three times fast. So we make a mix called deck, porch, and patio, which is similar, but it has no fruit in it. It's just sunflower, pumpkin seeds, peanuts, and pistachios.
Oh, okay. Now, see, I just learned something. So if you've got a patio, then you don't want to use anything that's got a lot of fruit in it because it will stain the patio.
Yes, it will. I mean, it's great for the birds, but depending on where you got that feeder, if it's near any decking or stuff, you know, birds go where birds want to go. And, you know, that poop will turn purple and it can stain the wood.
Wow. Okay. See, that's a great reason for me asking you that question. I would have never have thought of it that way. And I feed the birds, and I feed them off of a railing. We have an above-ground pool, and I built a deck so that you can just step off the deck into the pool.
Sure.
And my feeders hang from the railing. And I've seen some purple stains, and I thought it was just fruit coming down from some of the trees, but it's the birds.
No, it's the purple poop.
Okay, so in that case, put the bird feeder someplace other than near a deck or a porch if you're going to use the fruit, or change to your second selection without the fruit in it.
Correct. Absolutely, and since it's shell-free, you don't have to worry about any cleanup, because it's all going to be consumed. And, you know, there are companies out there that claim to make, you know, a waste-free, but they still put in millet, and I've actually seen corn in some of them.
Wow. Yeah, and that's something that we don't want to use.
Exactly.
We're going to take a quick break, Deanne, and we'll come back and get some more tips for feeding the birds at this time of the year. Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can, and it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and air paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car.
are on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with CN from Wild Delight Bird Food Company. And CN, tell our listeners how unique your bird seed is compared to a lot of other companies out there with your electrolytes and everything that you put into it to help the birds, especially at this time of the year where the weather is still cold and stormy and wet, and how it does help them to survive the winter.
Absolutely. We put different vitamins, minerals, amino acids, electrolytes that help them from healthy blood cells to healthy feathering, and in the springtime for, you know, healthy eggshells for, you know, when they start laying their eggs to have their babies. So it's an overall healthy diet for them.
Now, we were talking about this time of the year, we need to get a lot of fat so that the birds can have an easier time. When the weather gets warmer and some of the migratory birds come, do they still need all of that type of fat in their diet, or do they need other things?
Well, like I said, the vitamins and minerals will give them all the other benefits they need, but fat is what they need. Good sunflower, good nut meats and stuff like that, because the migratory birds coming back, well, they're going to be setting up nesting, so they're going to be looking for mates to have babies, so they just need that energy overall.
Okay, so if you're feeding the birds and you've got two feeders, would you suggest that one of the feeders be just sunflower, and then the other feeder being a mixture of different seeds, nuts, and berries?
Absolutely. That would be a great way to go, because sunflower is the number one preferred seed by the widest variety of birds. There's a lot of benefits to it. But, you know, each individual food offers different vitamins and stuff and nutrients for them. So they want variety, so let's give them variety. Just like people need variety for a healthy body, so do the birds.
Okay. Now, tell us about your website where people can get a lot of really great information about feeding the birds.
It's www.wildalight.com, and we talk about all our products. We talk about different birds. There's even a Dropbox for kids, for different, you know, activities for them to do. And we do have our store locator on there. So if you're looking for a place to go to buy bird food, you just bring the locator up, put your zip code in, how many miles you want, you're willing to travel, and it'll bring up stores in your area.
And the information that's available on that website will help you to attract more songbirds and less of the grackles and things like that.
Oh yes, and you know the grackles and starlings they can be quite a problem. I do have a couple of feeders out that they don't particularly care for. They're weight activated. You know, they're intended to be squirrel, you know, resistant feeders. I've got them on the extra sensitive setting, so when a big bird like a starling or a grackle goes on it, it closes the port on them.
Right.
You know, so I've seen them starting to move. I don't know if that's a true sign of the times. You know, a small group of starlings were here yesterday. So things could be changing. We are entering into February here.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the days are getting longer. And
yes.
if the weather can settle down, or if there's one big storm still ahead of us, let's get it. Let's get it over with so that we can get out in the yard. But in the meantime, you know, we've got to try and help the birds. My dad, that was something that he really enjoyed once he retired. He would sit down at the kitchen table. He had a nice big window there. And he would take the tea kettle and get that water nice and hot, pour it into the bird bath, and that would melt all of the ice. And then he would go back in the house, have his sandwich and a cup of coffee, and watch the birds in the bird bath, taking their bath and drinking. And it just made his lunch an awful lot better, and that's what a lot of us should do.
Absolutely. But it's better than television.
It really is, and you'll get new birds as the season progresses. Nothing better than that. But in the meantime, the website. Give us that one more time, CN.
www.wildalight.com, or visit our Facebook page. If you've got some great bird pictures, post them.
Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic. Safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer. Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Talk to Nate, and he'll get you set up. This time of the year, we're getting to work on our indoor plants, and soon we'll be outside. But, you know, really think of this. When did you feed your house plants last? And I'd be willing to bet that more than half of you are saying, oh, I didn't know I had to feed them during the winter. Well, you do. And if you want them to be nice and full and be ready to go when the spring arrives, then you need to feed them on a regular basis. Right now, if you were to feed all of your indoor plants once a month, that's all it needs. But when we get to April, you should increase it to twice a month. And you're going to see a big, big difference in the quality of your plants. Even cactus, you know, they grow slow. You don't really think that they do much of anything. But if you were to feed your cactus on a regular basis during the year, you're going to see things really develop on that plant. Aspoma's got some great organic fertilizers with trace elements and with the beneficial microbes that will make that soil healthier, to make them produce a better root system, to produce more foliage. If you have African violets and they're not blooming, they're probably hungry. So feed them. If you could feed them once a month, you'd see a tremendous difference. The other thing, if you've got an African violet for the first time, or you've had one that's just kind of standing there, when you water your African violet, water it with warm water, not cold water. Don't turn on the faucet, take that water, and water the plant. Use lukewarm water. They won't get spotted. If you use ice-cold water and you pour it all over the plant, which is kind of hard because the leaves will actually cover the pot, so you need to be careful. But if you use warm water, you can pour it right over the center of the plant. It will get down into the soil, and it will really motivate that plant to grow. But a little bit of food. You eat every day. Your plants need to eat every day. Orchids. A lot of you buy orchids at greenhouses and nurseries, maybe at plant sales. They need to be fed also. And if you can feed them on a monthly basis, and during the heat of summer, when they're really growing, if you could feed them a couple of times a month, use your calendar. And that's what I do. You know, you put all the information on your calendar, doctor appointment, at what time, baseball game, soccer game with the kids. Pick 2 days, 2 weeks apart, and write, feed houseplants. And you're going to see those plants are going to get thicker and fuller. They'll have a lot more foliage, and they'll flower again. So let's feed the plants, get the food with beneficial microbes. Organics are much better than a chemical food that will last 2 weeks or less. And if you need some help, 855-660-4261. Nathan, do we have a caller this morning?
It's true. Margaret's in New Hampshire.
Margaret, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I have a row plant, and I don't know how to take care of it. I mean, I don't know whether I should put it in a large pot or what I should do.
Okay. Is it in a hanging pot now, or is it
no,
in just
not.
A... It's in what
it's
kind?
In the, yes.
Okay. And how does it look?
It looks good. It seems to be growing, but I just want to make sure that it keeps growing, you know, it doesn't die.
Right. Now, are you feeding it at all?
Yes.
Okay. And how often do you feed the plant?
Once a week.
Once a week. Okay. So you do a mild solution once a week when you water. That's good.
Right.
Now tell me a little bit about the plant. What does the foliage look like right now?
Right now it's a dull green. It's not, it looks like, it's not gray, but it's not as green as I thought it would be.
Okay. When you go to your garden center or nursery, what you need to bring back that color, that deep, deep color, is a fertilizer that has iron in it.
Okay.
So you don't want to get like a food that just has nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash. You want to have what they call trace elements. And iron is a trace element that will bring back that coloration to that foliage to make it deeper. And the deeper the color of the leaf, the more energy it can make from the sunlight. And that energy will make the plant grow quicker. It will stimulate it to make more foliage. And if it's a flowering plant, it will help it to bloom.
How about my other plants? Could I use that same thing with iron in my other plants to make them greener?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Great. All right.
Any house plant will benefit from the use of a complete fertilizer. And that's why a company like Espomer, they add all of the micronutrients and they add the beneficial microbes to it to make it greener. But if you just buy a food that says nitrogen, phosphorus, potash, it's going to feed the plant, but it's not going to increase the intensity of the green, and iron is the one that will make it greener.
That's what I want. Okay, thank you so much. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you so much for calling us this morning.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye now. If you need some help, give us a call. We're here for you. Nathan, who's up next?
No other callers right now.
Okay, so we have some open lines. And if you need some help, give us a call now and we can help you out. Coming up at 9 o'clock, My son Jason is going to join us, and we're going to talk about the various types of cut flowers that you can order for Valentine's Day. Now, Valentine's Day is Wednesday, and I know in some areas roses can be very, very expensive. So you don't want to spend $75 or $100 for a dozen roses, and I don't blame you. I wouldn't spend that much money either. But you can buy flowers that will do the same thing and will last even longer. And Jason will tell you all about that selection coming up in about 20 minutes. So don't go anywheres, and he'll tell you how to take care of them and what type of water to use and preservatives that we can use and the amount of direct sun. How will that affect the flowers? And the temperature in your home, how will that affect your cut flowers? So we'll talk in general. I mean, there's a lot of beautiful plants. Lilies right now are beautiful. Carnations. Some of the spring flowering bulbs, like tulips, are here. And they do wonderful. They'll last 10 days, sometimes even 2 weeks. And Jason will tell you how to do that. And I'll give you a hint. It's ice. You're saying, ice? Yes. The secret to making your cut flower arrangement last longer, no matter what it is, roses, tulips, mums, alstomeria, carnations, the secret is ice. If you can cool the water down, then your plant won't grow as quickly. The flowers won't open as quickly, and they'll last longer in your home. I don't want you to fill the whole container with ice, but a couple ice cubes once a day, big difference. But we'll talk about that at 9 o'clock. And remember, Valentine's Day is Wednesday. Just in case it's stormy, order your flowers on Monday. It makes a big difference. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Paul is in Massachusetts.
Paul from Massachusetts, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. It's Paula. Paul.
Hi, Paula.
Hi. Paul, I was out taking out my Christmas lights, and I noticed on my Andromeda, the leaves are all speckled, and it almost looks like leaves when you have a spider mite problem.
Yep.
So I want to know ahead of time when the spring comes, is there something I can do?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Yep. And that's a very common problem with the Japanese Andromeda. It's a beautiful plant. It has a long tassel of white bell-shaped flowers. And when it's in bloom, it's really, really stunning. And some of the newer varieties that are available now, when the new growth comes out, it's red, just like a fire truck, bright, bright red, and then changes back to green. But they have an insect that will come out and go on the underside of the new growth from the previous year, and they'll start sucking on it. And where they stick their needle-type mouth part into the plant, they squirt a thinning solution. And the thinning solution that they put in the plant gives them the ability to pull the liquid that's in the leaf out and use it as food. But that thinning solution will kill all of the tissue, and you get those spots. So this is what you need to do with Japanese Andromeda. The plant will produce the flowers in the early spring, and when the flowering cycle is over, the new growth comes out. And as that new growth begins to mature, that's when the insect comes. So You want to use a product called Tree and Shrub. Now, Tree and Shrub is a systemic. And you mix it with water. You pour it on the ground around the plant. The root system will absorb it, and it will stay active in the plant for a whole growing season. Now, you don't want to put it on when your Japanese Andromeda is in bloom, because the Tree and Shrub is going to also get into the flower. And if you have bees and they go into the flower, they could pull out some of this pesticide. So you wait until it's done blooming. You treat it with the Tree and Shrub. Bayer and Bonide both make it, and it will kill all of those insects for the entire year, and your foliage will stay nice and green. Tree and Shrub. Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can, and it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and air paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to.
Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Marlene in Laconia.
Marlene from Laconia, New Hampshire. Good morning. How can we help you out?
Yes, good morning, Paul. I enjoy this show very much. It's very, very important for gardeners. I have two questions. One of them is this. I am looking to improve the appearance of my property. And
okay.
I'm considering putting in shrubs in the front yard. It's a lawn area, which is not doing well, which I don't really want to improve that too much. Anyway, I'm looking for plants that are hardy to the sun, and that's what I have all day long. And I want, actually, what I want is shrubs, a shrubbery garden. And that's one question. The other one is, I'm considering a privacy fence between my neighbor and myself. The houses are very close.
Okay.
And what is a fast growing shrub? That probably is the first question.
Okay. And this is a full sun area too?
Both areas are full sun, yes.
Okay. Well, something that loses its foliage rather than being evergreen is going to grow faster.
Oh.
So that will depend on you. Do you need the privacy during the summer when you're outdoors, or do you need it year-round?
Well, I prefer it summertime.
Okay.
In summertime. Yep.
Because you take, for example, if you wanted to make a nice privacy hedge that will get around 8 feet tall, you could buy forsythia. And forsythia will grow to be 8 feet tall and spread a good 8 feet wide And that particular plant will grow 2 feet minimum per year.
Mm.
So that will be a thick one. Now, that's spring blooming. Now, if you want to go into the summer, you can buy a plant called bridal wreath.
Okay.
And bridal wreath will grow similar to the forsythia, but it has little white balls of flower.
Yes, I have that on my property now.
And there are different varieties. Some are a dwarf, and then you've got your old-fashioned one. And that'll get up 6 to 8 feet tall, and that will give you a nice flowering hedge. Now, if you want something a little bit taller, or something that you want to prune that won't get as wide, you can buy Rose of Sharon.
Yes, I've had that. And actually, my former home that I had, I went to look at it, and they let it grow so tall over the one of the roofs. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Not,
right.
I don't think that's a good thing.
No, it shouldn't be as tall as that. But when we lived in Massachusetts, we had some Rose of Sharon because we wanted the summer color. When we're outside on the patio, and Rose of Sharon will bloom all of July and all of August going into September. So every year in the spring during April or early May, we would prune it back, and we kept it at 6 foot tall. And it grew to be about 6 feet wide. And I have seen several homes, especially on Cape Cod, where they will use the Rose of Sharon. It will take the wind. It will take the salt spray. It will take the hot sun. And it can be kept narrow. If you have a smaller lot like forsythia, it's going to spread to be 8 feet wide. While Rose of Sharon, you can keep it at 3. So that makes a big difference, too.
I like that. I like that idea.
And you can buy Rose of Sharon in many colors. It's not just the old-fashioned purple. You have white. Mm-hmm. You have pink. You have some double varieties.
Yes. Yeah, I have had it, and I think it's a wonderful shrub or plant or whatever you want to call it. That's terrific. Now, for the lawn, I'm considering Alberta spruce, some of those, and a variety of evergreen,
If you want to use Alberta spruce, they're a dwarf. So they only grow about 2 inches a year. The one tree that I would avoid right now until something happens is the Colorado blue spruce. There's a big fungus problem, so avoid it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.